Welcome to this Atmosphere Warp Masterclass in Ableton Lev 12, focused on jungle and old-school DNB vibes, and specifically how to make Atmosphere move with the groove without melting your CPU. This is advanced, not because it's complicated, but because we're going to treat warping like rhythm design, not fixing timing. The goal is a 2-4 bar Atmos loop that breathes with your break, leans into the snare like a 90s record, and then gets printed to audio early, so you can stack layers and arrange without your session turning into a laptop stress test. Let's set the context. At around 170 BPM, jungle groove is all about push and pull. If your Atmos is perfectly on grid, it feels like wallpaper. If your Atmos has the same swing and micro-timing attitude as the drums, it feels like it belongs to the same piece of vinyl. That's the target. Same record energy. Step 0. Session setup. Groove first. Set your project to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 160 to 174 is fine, but I'll speak in 170 because it's the sweet spot for classic rolling jungle. Now drop in a basic drum foundation. You don't need a full beat yet, just something to reference timing. Put an amen-style break on an auto track. Optionally reinforce kick and snare with a drum rock, but don't overbuild. We're using the drums as a timing brain. Next, we make a groove template from the break. In Ableton, right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the groove pool and set a sensible starting range, timing around 30 to 60%, velocity 0 to 20, random 0 to 10. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to drunkenly swing the Atmosphere, you're trying to glue it to the drum feel. That's the foundation. Step 1. Choose a source that's CPU-friendly. Create an audio track called Atmos RAW. Now pick one raw source. You can use a long-field recording like rain or street ambience. You can use a pad or a Reese tail that you've already bounced to audio. You can use a breakbeat tail or cymbal wash, which is basically the cheat code for old-school vibes. Or you can use a vocal phrase that you stretch into texture. If you want the most authentic jungle shortcut, pick break tails plus a little vinyl or room noise. It instantly reads as era correct, because it literally is the drum room and the air around the break. Drop your audio onto Atmos RAW. Step 2. Warp strategy. Pick the right mode and commit. Open the clip view, turn warp on. Now here's the CPU reality check in Live 12. Texture mode and beats mode are usually light. Complex Pro is the CPU spike. Complex Pro can sound gorgeous on harmonic pads and vocals, but the rule is, if you use it briefly, then print it. Don't leave 5 long Complex Pro clips running, because you might tweak later. That's how CPU creep happens. So choose your mode based on the material. If it's airy noise, ambience, pads, dust, choose texture. Set grain size somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Smaller grains get more spray, larger grains get smoother. Add flux around 10 to 30% for gentle instability. This is one of those it sounds like it's alive parameters, but you don't need much. If it's break tails and you want rhythmic chunk, choose beats mode. Preserve transients. Set envelope around 40 to 70% for crunchy, choppy spill. That's the old school. The room is flapping with the drums vibe. If it's vocal or harmonic pad and you need it to stay coherent, you can audition Complex Pro. But remember, design stage only. Print it, then turn it off. Step 3. The masterclass move. Warp markers as tension points. The jungle drag. This is where you stop thinking align to grid and start thinking shape the pocket. Loop 2 bars. Now find 4 anchor points. Bar 1 beat 1. Bar 1 beat 2. Bar 1 beat 3. Bar 1 beat 4. In jungle language, kick zone, snare zone, kick zone, snare zone. Place warp markers there. And here's the coaching note. Treat warp markers like tension points, not corrections. Place markers only where you want the groove to change direction. If you're placing markers every half second just to make it behave, you're over-editing and you'll get metallic warble and facey top end. Now the trick. Right before the snare, you're going to drag the ambience slightly late. We're talking micro-timing. At 170 BPM, here's a calibration that matters. 5 milliseconds is barely perceptible glue. 10 to 15 milliseconds is the classic jungle pull push. 20 milliseconds or more is effect territory, like take drag, or sloppy if you overdo it. So start with about plus 12 milliseconds late into the snare. You're basically making the Atmosphere inhale into the snare. Then, right after the snare, you cash up toward the grid so the whole bar doesn't drift. Repeat a similar move in bar 2. Keep your marker count low. 4 to 10 markers per 2 bars is plenty. Low marker count is clearer groove and fewer artifacts. Listen for the feeling. The snare should feel like it's pulling air behind it, not like the Atmos is late all the time, but like it leans into the backbeat. Step 4. Apply the groove template to the Atmos. Select the Atmos clip. In clip view, choose the groove you extracted from the break. Set groove amount around 20 to 45%, random 0 to 5. Again, subtle. You can hit commit if you want to print the groove into the clip for consistency. This is the same record moment. It's not dramatic, but when it's missing, you feel it. Step 5. Movement with almost no CPU. Gate plus sidechain. Instead of building an LFO circus, we're going to use simple devices that cost almost nothing. On Atmos RAW, build a lightweight chain. First, EQ8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. If you're making darker, heavier DNB, don't be scared to high pass 180 to 300. Atmos usually shouldn't live in the low end. That space belongs to your sub and Reese and the weight of the drums. Then do a quick anti-box move. A gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB if it's cloudy. And here is a pro mixing pre-compensation trick. Atmos can smear the snare crack even if it's gated. If your snare loses definition, add a narrowish cut on the Atmos around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, only 1 to 3 dB. Then if you need air back, add a gentle shelf above 9 to 12 kHz. Next, add gate. Turn on sidechain. Choose your break track or drum bus as the input, ideally post-fader, so your groove decisions match what you hear. Set gate so it breathes. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Longer release gives a washier pump. Shorter release gives a tighter chatter. Threshold is program dependent, but start around minus 30 dB and adjust until the Atmos opens rhythmically. Optional. Add auto filter after the gate. Low pass 12 dB mode. Frequency somewhere around 4 to 10 kHz depending how bright you want it. Add a touch of drive, like 1 to 3. Tiny envelope amount, 5 to 10%. Just to make it respond. That's your movement, and it's dirt cheap CPU-wise. Advanced validation. Dual gate groove without extra devices. If you want the Atmos to chatter on hats, but still inhale on snares, feed the gate from a drum group send that is mostly snare and hats, not the kick. Then after you print, you can manually deepen the snare inhale by drawing clip gain dips right before snare hits in the auto. This is old school editing mentality. Do it in the waveform, not with 10 plugins. Step 6. Old school sampler grit, lightweight, add redux, bits around 10 to 12, downsample 1.5 to 3, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. This is not about destroying it, it's about the faint crunchy halo that makes it feel sampled. Add saturator, soft clip on, drive 1 to 4 dB, and trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with volume. Add utility, width around 120 to 160% if it suits the track, but be careful. And use bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz, even though we high passed. This keeps any leftover low mid information from doing weird stereo stuff. If you want tape wobble but you don't want heavy plugins, AutoPan can fake drift. Put it in phase mode. Amount 5 to 15%. Rate 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Very slow. Phase at 0 degrees for subtle level drift. The point is not obvious tremolo. The point is this feels like it's living on a piece of hardware. Step 7. The core CPU technique. Print and slice. This is where you become unstoppable in big sessions. Create a new audio track called Atmos Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 4 to 8 bars while your Atmos is playing with the gate, filter, grit, whatever you've designed. When you're done, right-click the new recording and consolidate so it's clean and loop-ready. Now freeze the original Atmos RAW track. And if you're sure, flatten it, or just disable the track. The key idea is, you've rendered the movement into audio. Now your CPU is basically free, and you can start thinking like a sampler producer instead of a plugin manager. Teacher note, treat the print like it's from an old CD sample pack. Slice it, reorder it, reverse micro chunks, fade edges. This gets you validation without adding devices, which is exactly how a lot of classic jungle texture was effectively made, by committing and editing. Step 8. Make arrangement-ready variations, fast. From your printed Atmos, make 2 or 3 versions. Variation A, brighter and alive. Low pass around 9 kHz, or even higher if you want more air. Variation B, darker and controlled. Low pass around 4.5 kHz, add a touch more saturation, maybe plus 3 dB drive and keep width a bit narrower. Variation C, optional, washed and long release. This might involve turning gating off before you print it, or using a longer gate release print. Now arrange like jungle. For an intro, 16 to 32 bars, start narrow and darker. Utility width lower, low pass around 3 to 5 kHz, like the record is starting up. Then gradually widen and open the filter over a phrase. It mimics bringing a channel up on a mixer. For the pre-drop, 8 bars, increase pump slightly. One classic punctuation is a reverse tail. Duplicate the last half bar of the printed Atmos, reverse it, fade it into the downbeat. It signals a transition without adding new elements. For the drop, be disciplined. Your drums are already moving. Make Atmos supportive. Tighter gate release, less width, slightly darker EQ. Alternate A and B every 8 bars for evolution without distraction. For the breakdown, let it wash for a moment. Turn gating off, full cloud. Then bring gating back with the snare to reintroduce tension. Advanced spice, negative swing Atmos. If you want urgency, apply your groove template lightly, then nudge the entire Atmos a few milliseconds early using track delay, like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. This creates a nervous ahead of the drum's energy that works great in text-up-leaning intros without changing the drum groove at all. Quick common mistake check, so you can self-correct fast. If it sounds metallic or facey, you probably use too many warp markers or move them too far. Reduce markers. Move in milliseconds, not grid chunks. If the snare loses snap, the Atmos is masking it. Do the small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz on the Atmos, or tighten the gate timing.